We'd like to welcome you to the Warriors Tape Ministry. We pray that this recording will bless your life today. For a complete catalog of other recordings, go to our website located at warriors.cc. Be blessed.
This person was asking the refiner that refines silver, said, well, how do you know when the silver is ready? He says, the way that you can tell when it's silver is that I see a reflection in it. No, actually, I told that wrong. He said, when you refine silver, do you actually stand over it the whole time? That's how it was. He says, yes. I, as a refiner of silver, have to stand over this particular one all the time. Because when it comes to the place of being totally refined, I have to take it off the fire immediately. He said, the question was, how do you know when it's totally refined? He said, because I can see my reflection in the silver. Understandably, we can relate this to when God cooks us. He cooks us till he can see his reflection in us. And then when he sees his reflection in us, we're done. Or should I say, we're ready to be used. God, in his infinite mercy, cannot and will not use us to the full capacity of our being, of what we're created to be, until we come to the place that we've been refined to the texture, the feeling, the reflection that he desires for us. Are you with me? Now, Isaiah 64:8 says, and yet, Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all, say all. We are all formed by your hand. Now Jeremiah 18, 2 and 4 says, arise and go down to the potter's house. This is good. Good. Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. I'm going to call. I'm going to make you hear my words at the potter's house. Now, you might think you can hear the potter's words in any particular house, and he being God can speak to you anywhere at any time, but he has given his word that he will cause you to hear his word at the potter's house. Are you listening to me? Now, the potter's house is not a building, it's an event. Okay, the potter's house is not a building, it's an event. It says, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I'm going to cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. Point to yourself and say, I am something. Made out of nothing, and I'm going somewhere to cause something to happen. Are you listening to me? I am a child of destiny. You got to understand that you are created to do something that's never been done before. Woo-hoo-hoo! I often say this, I'll say it again. You can tell the immensity of a person's call by the intensity of the trial. If you're going through something, it's because you got something to say. But if you're not going through nothing, then you don't have nothing to say. Because if you hadn't been through nothing, when you get somewhere, you're going to find you had nothing to say, because what you do say, they won't listen to you. Because your pout has no clout and your shout has no array. That when the Lord ignites and lights and brings you to the potter's wheel, he gives orders from headquarters. And when you have these orders, his law, his word is show no quarter. Show no quarter to the enemy. And the enemy of your soul is that thing that pulls you down. Are you listening to me? Show no quarter. Well, everybody, well, I got to die to it. No, you got to kill that. You're already dead. Let me say this again.
You are dead in Christ. Stop saying, well, I just got to die to it, because you died on the cross. Adam died on the cross. You understand that? So you can be alive in Christ. Now, that's just good word. That's a good word to think, well, I just got to die to it. No, you're already dead to it. You're already dead to this. Just get your mind. Put your mind back on. I'm just in the flesh. No, you're not. You're in the spirit. Just go get your mind from wandering off. Quit running back towards the place of accomplishment. Keep going. Somebody say, keep going. Well, we got to go back to the cross. No, no, you don't go back to something you're carrying. Pick up your cross and follow me. Didn't say get born again and leave it. He said, pick up your cross and follow me. Now, what's the purpose of a cross? The purpose of a cross is to nail everybody's Adam to the cross that you carry. Or in other words, as he is, so are we in this world. That means, Christine, when you get up here and pray, when you go to your job, Thomas, that you are somebody's savior. That doesn't mean your blood can save them. That means his blood can save you. So you don't need healing when you are healer. You don't need deliverance when you are a deliverer. Thank you for your participation. Sometimes we need a little help, okay? Sometimes we need a little help to get squished through the hard place, but we're here to push you through the hard place. You understand that? We're here to take your putty and love up to your buddy and push and shove and show some love. Keep going with it. I'm not ready for it yet. Don't go too fast for me. I don't want you to get too soft. Praise God. Jeremiah 2:4 says, and the vessel that's made of clay was marred in the potter's hand. But the potter said, I'm going to make it again. I have to make another vessel as it seems good to the potter. Let me tell you what one translation says. You're going to hate this. I mean, love this. But the jar he was making, point to him, point to yourself, say, I'm that jar.
I am that jar.
But the jar he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. But the jar he was making, see, you can't make your jar. But the jar he was making didn't turn out the way he wanted it to. So it said, so the potter squashed the jar into a lump of clay and started all over again. So someone said, well, it's just like I'm starting over again. My little brother was talking to me. He says, man, it's like I'm starting over again. No, no, no. The Lord is in control. He's just smushing your guts out. That's all.
Amen.
He's just smushing your guts out. He's just getting you in a place where he can use you. You weren't ready before. But that's it. It's not like I'm starting over. It's like he had to squish all this other stuff because we have destiny. You understand that? And we will not be denied, Teresa. Are you listening to me? Whoa! All of heaven is in agreement with me. All of heaven is in agreement with me, Bill. Come on, somebody. Woo, Jesus. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? But the jar that he was making didn't turn out the way he wanted it to. See, he's in control of the smushing. He's in control of the crushing. He's in control of the making. You have to be ready for the fire. I don't even want to get to the furnace fire yet. Let's just get to the molding, bolding, colding. Are you ready? Now, it says here, the potter squashed the jar into a lump of clay and started again. Now, let me give you a little insight on what the potter means. I did a word study. Here it is. To form, to fashion, to frame. It's of human activity and of divine activity. In other words, God's divine activity will muscle in on your human activity. Because God is interested in making you a God man.
Right.
Now, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. We're like God in nature. We will never have his divinity, but we can share his nature. We can share his... Who can face the love of God and say no? Who can say... No, I can't see how anyone can deny Jesus himself.
Amen.
Are you listening? Are you, well, I'll preach to them and they've not came to him, because they saw you. They saw you. Well, I didn't mean to be seen. Understand, but see, that's why you went through the mushing again. Every time you go through the squish squash, he gets rid of the mishmash. Are you with me on that? Now, it says to frame you, to preordain. See, into the preordained plan. You know what preordained means? It means that Teresa's predestined. The other day I said to Teresa, I said, it's not her way, it's your way. I was confirming to her that she is doing what God has told her. Because sometimes we'll think, am I doing this or is God doing this? To preordain, to purpose, the purpose of a situation to be formed, to be created, to be predestined, preordained, to bind, now you see, to be bind by distress. God uses distress to mold you. Nothing can mold you like being broke. Come on, somebody. Nothing can mold you like when the red light comes on and he's saying pull over and you got a ticket out. Oh, Jesus. Come on, somebody. To be in distress. Nothing can mold you like it is when these bills are here and they're not paid and the creditors are calling. Oh, distress. Of course, no one in here can relate to that. I know that. Just me and Ronnie and Cheryl, right? Come on. To be cramped, to be narrow, to be in straits, to be made narrow, to be caused to be in distress, to be besieged. Any of you feel like you've just been besieged? It's God's plan. It's God's plan. You see, he's allowed the hordes of hell to be released to buffet you for a season. And that's not the buffet. That's it. Well, someone, you telling me God let the devil get. Listen, he's the one that over the blacksmith that pumps the fire. That blacksmith, that's the wrong guy. That's the bad guy. So God uses the enemy. The enemy co-labors with God. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't want to co-labor, but he's not in control. God is. You understand that? God is in control, not the devil. Someone say, I know that's right. God is in control. God owns the volume. He owns the horizontal. He owns the vertical. He owns the horizontal. He is in control of the azimuth, the elevation. He is in control of your sure shot, one shot. Are you listening to me? God is the Lord of all lords. He is the King of all kings. You understand that? I liked it. When I was up there in Washington, D.C., and the king of Togo, I was prophesying to him. I'll never forget what he said. He said when he came up to the microphone, he says, I am the king of Togo. He said, they honor me in my palace. In my palace, we honor the King of Kings. Woo! You understand that? And it just meant a whole lot coming from a bona fide king. Now, Matthew, stand up. Debbie, stand up. I present to you kings and priests. Are you listening to me? Now, the wheel, they said it the potter's wheel. That word wheel is the midwife stool. You're not seeing it. Here's what the potter does. Push! It's coming. I can see it. It's coming. Push! That's what the potter's wheel is. It pushes you through the narrow place by distress, forming and shaping you and pushing the world out of you. Are you with me? Lord, you like this, don't you? Come on. Someone says, the Lord just likes hurting me. Lord just wants to, does the Lord want to inflict all this pain on me? Says, no, he wants to inflict gain on you. So anytime you get promoted in the kingdom of heaven, it hurts because you have to give up something in order to get everything. Now look at this. The word marred there, marred in his hand, that word marred means to be destroyed. To be corrupted, to go to ruin, to be decayed, to be spoiled, to be empty, to be dealt with corruptly or be morally corrupt. So what I'm saying is, we have been in a place where God is maturing us, and He hasn't deserted us. He's maturing us. And when we get to a place of maturity, we have come to a place where we have to faith things out. Faith it out. Not fake it out. Faith it out. Now, in order to faith things out, you must understand that you have lost some battles. But God was still with you.
Amen.
You have gone through some illness, but God is with you. God has got you in His hand. You have gone through some stuff, but God was with you. When you were in your pornography, God was with you. When you were in your drug stupor, God was with you. You see, you were marred, and that's why He took you and folded you over and made you again. Are you listening to me? He had to put you into a hard place of distress to get that out of you so He can use you, because God is a God that's got destiny on His mind. Are you listening to me? So it doesn't matter what you're going through. You've been marred in the potter's hand, but He will make you and He will start over again. And so when you get to this test next time, you will pass this thing. I want you to understand, He makes it all over from scratch. He does it until He gets it right. It's not about you. It's about the potter. Are you listening to me? You got to understand, you can't fix nothing. You tried this self-help program. I got 12 steps for you. Take 12 if you want. That's fine. I got one step. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. Are you listening to me? Come on, somebody. The only thing that matters to the Lord is that you get it right. You will not get it right the first time. Count on it. But you will get it right. Count on it. No matter what you've done, we've been in His hand. Carl, you're in His hand. You're marred. You're marred. You're in His hand. Carrie, you're in His hand. You got to understand this. You still got a Jericho wall to go around. You still got a war to fight. You still got an AI to make it through. You understand that? You've got things to do for the Lord, and you cannot make it in your current state. Come on. Come on with me. Are you with me? No matter how many times you said you quit, He didn't. Are you listening? And just when you thought you had it right, He crushed you down and started all over again. Just when you thought it was safe to go in the water, doom, 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 doom. Here He comes and eats your legs right off. Well, Lord, I thought my walk was fine. Nope, I didn't like it. It wasn't what I wanted it to be. I had to start over again. So you knocked my legs out from under me? Yeah, but this time I'm going to give you bionic legs. Come on. Over again. I'm going to do it over again. Over again. How many times, Lord? Until He gets it right. I like this. Until we get it right.
Amen.
Are you with me? See, you cannot, only I can. The Lord says, you're in my hand. You're marred, scarred, broken, burnt, charred, but you're in my hand. I got you covered. Are you listening to me? I want you to hear me. That no matter what your vessel's like, I'm hoping this CD goes into prisons. And if there's prisoners are listening to this on the internet, if you can hear this, because I'm going to put this puppy dog up. If you can hear this, the warden can't stop this from coming in there. The police can't stop this from coming. The governor can't stop. Your lawyers can't stop. Your cellmates can't stop this from coming. No one can stop what God is doing through you. And you may be in a jail cell for a moment, but that's not your destiny. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I don't care if you're in a $1 million home. I don't care if you're in the squalor. God has a plan. You hear me this. Hear me now. And God is molding and making us into his image. Come on, somebody. You see, God has not forsaken us. We're more mature now. There are situations that we've come to that we are able to make it through because God is for us. He has not deserted us. He's tested us. We're being tried for his furnace. When the putty is right, it goes to the furnace. When the potter takes a lump of clay, the first thing he does is drives his fist right in the middle of it. That's you. And just when you thought you couldn't drink it anymore, he says you're almost ready now. Then he picks you up. Actually, he spins you on what's called a thrower. Close, I think. And he takes and he molds you like this. And he speaks over you. You're looking good. Oh, I know you don't feel like it right now. Oh, I know that you're miserable right now. But see that little air pocket, honey? I've got to get that air pocket out of there because if you go into the furnace with that air pocket, baby, you'll explode. Yeah, I've seen it before. Trust me, I know. Oh! I like that. I kind of, when I was seeing this in my mind, I kind of saw Saturday Night Live with Mr. Beal. Oh no. Oh, please God, no. Oh, yes. You're going to like it when you get there this time. You see, if it's got an air pocket, there can't be any places that God can't close the door on. He wants to fill himself in every open closet door. He wants to come fill every air pocket with the Holy Ghost rocket. Are you listening to me? So here he is. He's trying to get this all together now. And just when you thought it was getting ready for the fire, someone asked me, I think it was Shemitah, said, well, how many times does it go in the fire? Well, it goes in one time to harden it. And then it goes in another time to glaze it. Cheryl said, well, how long is it left in there? And what it says is how long it's left in the fire is determined by how much earth or dirt is in the clay. So the more dirt in the clay, the longer in the fire, and the harder he's got to work it, but he will work it, and he will get it out. And just when you, well, you know, that looks pretty good. Let's see how that works. And what happens is you're not even ready for the fire, and you've started a ministry. And God just turned his head for a minute. And he looks back and says, my God, what have you got yourself into? I didn't want you to go do that. I wanted you to do this. Ah! Oh! Oh! Someone do Mr. Bill. Oh! Yes, you help me with Mr. Bill. Here we go. Oh, yeah, that's it. And then when he starts, and now he's going to start over again. Yeah, here it comes. You're going to get it right this time. I love you so much that I can't let it go. You are my son. Till I get it right. It's not your fight tonight, it's mine. Because this is a treasure that I'm building inside of you. You see, I can't take my hands off of you this way. And what I touch, I'm imparting my nature into you. I'm folding you and making you. When they talk bad about you and the church empties and you complain it was filled before the storm, it was filled before the storm. What happened to the storm? I'm having my way in you because You told me all you wanted was my presence. You started this. You weren't happy with just a regular church. You said you wanted to be effective. I'm making you effective. But how long does it take? A little longer than I wanted to. Let me check the oven. Is it hot enough yet? Oh, do you see? No matter marred in the potter's hand. A vessel of clay marred in the potter's hand, but the potter will make it again according to him. It says, the King James, I like this, says, what seemeth right. That didn't seemeth right. I'm not going to let you go and just accomplish this much when I gave this much for you to accomplish much more. So through circumstance and distress and foreclosure and people talking about you like you're a devil, he starts folding, molding, and making. Now you're getting a little softer because he's been messing with your doctrine for a while. And all of a sudden, something like talking in tongues seems good to you, but it didn't before. Because, see, God has a way of getting your attention. When you say, Lord, you did it. You did it. It's your fault. I heard you. There in your room, in the bedroom. No one was around. The door was shut, and here you are weeping. Oh, God. The Holy Ghost is all over you. And here you are. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, I want to be like you, God. Oh, God, oh, God. And all heaven looks over, and they're like bumping each other. Is he going to say it? Is he going to say it? Is he going to do it? And the Lord's sitting back. Oh, Lord, here he comes. And if you knew what you were about to say, you wouldn't have said it. You would have grabbed your tongue and held on. You didn't know what you were causing to come to yourself. And here he comes out of your mouth. Lord, I want to be like you. I want to see people like you. And here he comes. Lord, whatever it takes. Oh. Whatever it takes, huh? You're ready for the fire now, son. But I don't want to go in the fire. It's the easy part. That's the easy part. We're coming to a season of fire. We're past the molding.
Yeah, we are.
Amen. So he steps us over to the oven. And depending upon the quality of your clay, he's already beat all the pockets out of you. But see, he's got a plan. Revelation 2, 26 and 27 says, and he that overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. Listen to this. They shall be, they shall be dashed, listen to it. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessel. Once it goes in the fire and it comes out marred, it's no longer usable. The only thing he does is break it. Thank God he's still molding you. Amen. Thank God he came back to you and smashed your guts out again. Thank God he put creases where you didn't think creases belong. Thank God you're not as selfish and stingy as you used to be. Thank God no one has to look over your shoulder what you're watching on a computer. Thank God that you're your own police officer. Get your eyes back over here. Don't you be looking at her. Thank God. Oh, look at that 33 Ford. Don't you go over there. Don't you look at that 33 Ford like that. Thank God that the Lord took the time to beat the out of you. Are you listening to me? And the time of the furnace, it cannot be fought, just like this cannot be fought. But when the fire comes, the hardening comes, the glaze comes, then the honor comes because he decorates you. Oh, highly decorated men of honor. Come on, somebody. Nations means the human family. He's going to send you to the nation. Let me read that again. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. As a vessel of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as my father receives of my father. That's 27. Would you give me 26? He shall rule them, thank you, with a rod of iron. As the vessel of a potter shall they be broken. And he that overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Come on. That word nations is I'm going to give them power over the human family. Over tribes, over nations, over peoples and groups. The Old Testament nations was worshiping of foreign gods. New Testament, Paul uses it for Gentile Christians. God is training you up to rule with dominion. And not be succumbed with men's opinions. To rule, to feed, to tend the flock. To keep the sheep, to govern. He's raising you up as governors, counselors, magistrates. Mighty men of valor. Don't buck in the oven. The longer he leaves you in, he's just displaying his loving. Because nothing says loving like something from the oven. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Did you feel it? Your bones and your bones. Are you listening to me? Whew. I like it. Who's doing the barbecuing? Jehovah Jireh, the provider of the sauce. Are you listening to me? We got the sauce. Listen to this. To furnish pasture for food. To nourish. To rule. This is rule. This is what you're going to do. To serve the body. To supply the requisites for the soul's need. Of the overseers of the Christian assembly. To be overseers, to lead people, to be able to speak into their life, to govern them, to nurture them, to nation. That word dash is to put Satan under your foot. Amen. For God made light to shine out of the darkness. And he shined in our heart to give light of the glory of God in the face of Yahshua. We have therefore in these earthen vessels treasure that speak of the excellency of the power of the living, not dead God, living God. Our God is alive. Amen. Our God is red hot. Their God ain't doodly squat. We are troubled on every side, but we're not in distress. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Come on, somebody. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, not distraught. We're caring about the death of Jesus so we can portray his life. So I'm here to tell you tonight, today, a week from Tuesday, Thursday morning, the worst is over. The best is yet to come. The worst is over. The best is yet to come.